welcome to Feathercast. My name's Sharon Foger. ApacheCon North America is only a few weeks away, and it's going to be running from the 16th to the 18th of May in Miami. As part of the ApacheCon conference, we also have Apache Big Data. And today, I'm speaking to a couple of people that are presenting in Apache Big Data. So, welcome to Ismael Mejia and Etienne Chocho.
Hi, thank you.
Okay. Hi.
Hello, welcome. So welcome to Feathercast. I see from the schedule on Apache Big Data that you have a presentation, a joint presentation, called NextMark, a Unified Framework to Evaluate Big Data and Processing Systems with Apache Beam. So could you tell me, first of all, what is your talk about and what sort of audience are you planning to attract to this talk?
Yes. Well, our talk is about NextMark, and I have to tell a little bit the story of this project. Actually, NextMark comes from a research paper who tried to evaluate the streaming systems. More or less, this thing was like the TPC suites for databases, but for streaming semantics. And this paper was adapted by Google into a suite of jobs, and let's say pipelines, we call in Beam, and was contributed to the community, but it was let in a state that was didn't integrate well with all the Apache stuff. So we took this job and we improved on it, and we are going to present all this story. And this is what the talk is about.
And for the audience question, we will not redefine the big data concepts such as parallel executions. And we will not either redefine the usual transformations. So we will just define the concepts that are specific to BIM. So I guess basic big data knowledge is required.
Okay. So you mentioned Apache Beam there. Is it only focused on Beam, or is it just on general big data?
Okay. In the big data world, there are like two big families, like batch and streaming. We will treat both cases because Beam actually is a unified model for both. So this is one of the points. And then, well, there are many Apache projects involved also. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you only involved in Beam, or are you involved in other big data projects as well?
Well, just to go more into the details, Apache Beam is an abstraction to execute big data pipelines or jobs in different Apache projects or different runners, we call them. So we can run Beam code on Apache Flink or in Apache Spark or in Apache Apex. So those three are going to be involved also in this talk. But a part of this, we integrate also with the with the data stores of Apache, like Cassandra or all the other ones. So.
Okay. It's not only for people that are interested in Beam, it's for people in maybe the other Apache projects, Spark, Flink, Apex you mentioned. They could find something really interesting in your talk too.
Oh, definitely. Because the main goal of this benchmark suite is to reproduce cases of, the advanced semantics of Beam that cover all the streaming data space also. So are you both
involved in Apache Beam? So how long have you been involved in that?
Since September for myself.
I've been since June of the last year. I'm already a committer. This was the good news 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what are the main highlights? So you talk about the runner. Is there anything specific, some new technology or new logic that you're unveiling as part of your talk?
There is a little bit.
The thing is that people will know that there is a new unified solution that exists to evaluate big data, both streaming and batch engines. That's quite new. And they will also learn the concepts of Beam and the API, which is quite wide, actually.
So are you hoping that people are going to start adopting this new technology, or are going to be more interested in Apache Beam, or wanting to become contributors? What's the overall aim?
There is one aim is that people can know that they can take this and use it to evaluate their own infrastructure. For example, somebody wants to decide, oh, I'm going to use a new big data framework from Apache. If I want to use Spark, maybe version 1 or version 2, I want to evaluate the differences. Mm-hmm. So you can take this suite and play this. And then you will have some extra criteria to decide. And the second thing that could be of interest is also to use the advanced semantics of Beam for expressing things like timers and other new stuff. So that would be also interesting.
Okay. So is this the first time you've been at Apache Big Data, or have you been to the other conferences as well? Is it the first time you're presenting?
I answer for me, then he will answer. I've been twice. I went to Apache Big Data in Vancouver last year and in Sevilla also. Mm-hmm. Sevilla. And it was really nice, the atmosphere. But this is the first time where I'm going to present something, so it's going to be cool.
Well, okay. And for myself, that would be the second time I will attend to the ApacheCon conferences. And I've already been to the Sevilla Europe one. Mm-hmm. And what I have to notice is that I sense some sort of a family atmosphere. That's what I feel very comfortable in this kind of environment. So mm-hmm. that was very interesting for me. Okay. In addition to the very interesting technical talks.
Okay. So have you spoken at ApacheCon before, at Big Data before, or is this your first time?
It's my first time, yeah.
Okay, so both of you is the first time.
Yes.
don't worry, it'll be fine, it will be fine. It sounds very interesting. Okay, so when is your talk? What date and time is it?
It would be on Wednesday, the 17th at 2:30.
So Wednesday the 17th of May at 2:30.
Yeah.
So, okay. So thank you very much for speaking to me. And I hope that your talk will go well. And I'm sure that there'll be a lot of interest in the technology and the uses for Apache Beam in the big data area. So once again, thanks very much, Ishmael and Etienne. Thank you.
Thanks to you.
Thank you.